From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump contending Sunday he never asked former Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey to stop investigating his one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. Trump said Comey, whom he fired last May, lied when he testified to Congress in June that Trump had said to him, quote, "I hope you could see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He's a good guy. I hope you can let this go," unquote. Trump's Twitter remark, coming 2 days after Flynn pleaded guilty in Washington to lying to FBI agents about conversations he had with former Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak a year ago and the weeks before Trump assumed power in January. The United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration. In 2016, the 193 members of the UN General Assembly unanimously adopted a non-binding political declaration, the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants, pledging to uphold the rights of refugees and to help them resettle and ensure that they have access to education and jobs. But in a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that the program was not consistent with American immigration policies. A suicide blast kills at least 6 civilians in eastern Afghanistan on Sunday, wounding 13 others. The bomber was on a motorcycle trying to reach the venue of a massive pro-government rally in Jalalabad. That's the capital of Nangarhar province, a provincial government spokesman telling VOA one woman and one child were killed among the dead. You're listening to VOA News. The White House National Security Advisor says the possibility of war with impoverished but nuclear-armed North Korea is increasing every day because Kim Jong-un is getting closer and closer and there's not much time left. H.R. McMaster saying there are ways to address this problem short of armed conflict, as he was speaking during a forum on national defense, which was moderated by Fox News' Brett Baer at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California.
And so it's immensely important that we work together with all of our allies, partners, everyone internationally, to convince Kim Jong-un that the continued pursuit of these capabilities is a dead end for him and his regime.
The Australian state of Victoria has become the first in the nation to legalize assisted dying. Terminally ill patients must be at least 18 years old and have less than 6 months to live. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Victoria State Health Minister Jill Hennessy said the state parliament had considered what a good death looks like. The assisted suicide law is designed for patients with a terminal illness who are in severe pain. It will allow them to obtain a lethal drug within 10 days of asking to die. They must administer the drug themselves, but a doctor can give the lethal dose where an individual is physically unable to end their own life. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews has praised the landmark legislation.
The Parliament has just made history. This is a day of giving control to those who are terminally ill and in the terminal phase of their life.
Critics of the landmark legislation said it was a recipe for elder abuse, while some doctors believe it will deny patients the right to receive palliative care, care for people who have serious illnesses. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
The UN Refugee Agency reports the number of refugees that have fled into Zambia to escape militia violence in Haut-Katanga and Tanganyika provinces of the Democratic Republic of Congo now has topped 12,000, indicating a rather worsening situation in southeastern DRC. Government forces reportedly are killing many civilians in response to the rebellion in Haut-Katanga against the continued rule of the country's president, Joseph Kabila. Nigerian officials said two female suicide bombers infiltrated a busy shopping area in the town of Biu, about 185 kilometers south of the Borno State capital of Maiduguri, a stronghold of the Boko Haram militant group. One of the bombers detonated in Biu's main market, while the other set off her bomb outside the market square, according to a local police spokesman. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.